Good evening, and thank you very much for having this hearing, because what you have done and kept your promise is, well, the promise that was made for the moderate income ordinance, you kept the promise when we came to you and said that this was for the lower income, and those of you were those of you on the council who had expressed that concern, and this is what we are trying to fulfill. And so we do thank you for the time that you have given to this, because it has meant a lot to us in our being able to move forward. I want to add a couple of thoughts, if I may. I am Mabel Granke. I live in Rehoboth Beach, and I have worked for many years now in the cause of affordable housing, and I can tell you in another jurisdiction I lost an election because of my support of affordable housing. And you can say good, possibly, on that.
Glad I found that out after the election.
but what I want to point out to you tonight is that what we are trying to do, and I am a board member, so I am very much involved, is that we're trying to do a total situation for West Rehoboth. And so what the land trust can do is bring in new. What the CBDG money can do is rehab what the homes that need that kind of help in order to help the residents of those homes be able to stay there and afford them and have the kind of repairs that give them the kind of housing that they need. And I have been authorized tonight to give you the verbal agreement by both Representative Pete Schwarzkopf and Senator Gary Simpson that they want to work with us and help us to continue to upgrade the roads and the lighting in West Rehoboth, as well as other aspects that could make this community to be a whole community again and a healthy, decent community. And I can tell you right now, West Rehoboth needs some lighting, because when I came up Hebron Road tonight to come here with a resident who's also on our board, Ada Loper, I found myself in the grass on Mr. Katz's property rather than on the road, because it was so dark and I couldn't really see the outline of the road. So that we do hope that you will think in terms of this as being an opportunity to really do something very great and to set the example that we are serious in Sussex County about the need for affordable housing and beginning to supply it. And my understanding is, in terms of the income range, make sure I'm saying this correctly, that it is for those 80% and below the median income of Sussex County. So therefore, we're not doing a standard that applies statewide. We're applying the standard of wage scale in Sussex County. And this is going to be very, very helpful to residents in West Rehoboth. Thank you very much.
You mentioned Representative Schwarzkopf and Senator Simpson.
Yes.
What happened to Mr. Bunch?
I talked with him last night, and number one, he said to me, it's not my district, although he has been extremely helpful to West Rehoboth over the years. But also, there was a particular resident who came to him, and her plea was to that everything would be all right if there was code enforcement, evidently. And Senator Bunting felt that maybe this was a good idea. I couldn't agree more. And this is part of the package. New rehab of existing, improve the infrastructure as needed in West Rehoboth, and yes, code enforcement. But if you're going to do code enforcement, you need to look at what that means in terms of the people that you're requiring this code to apply the code. Because I can tell you right now, I know of one family that will become homeless. And this, so we have to, that has to be balanced. Code enforcement has to be balanced with what this means to the individual and what that's going to mean to their life in the community.
You don't have to worry about Sussex County Council enforcing too many codes. We've got a good reputation for not enforcing anything.
There's no doubt that codes do need to be enforced, but it has to be looked at from the standpoint of what this also means to the people and how they can be helped to do what they need to do. I think the rehab aspect is going to help that considerably. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard in support of this application?
Two of the board members are here. Ada Mober lives in West Rehoboth. Paul Allen is in charge of some property in West Rehoboth, and they are members of our board. And at least 50% of our board either lives or owns property in West Rehoboth.
Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard, whether you're in support of or in opposition to this application? Going once. Anyone else wish to be heard? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
One question. What is the expected asking price for a unit?
$150.
Okay, thank you.
We wouldn't want to exceed $170. Which is the max, but 170, 171, which is the max that rural development would finance. And I use rural development's max for mortgage financing because
That's fine. Any other questions?
Lawrence, I guess I can wait until the less. I'll ask Lawrence about the sewer, but I want to. Hey, Lawrence, the engineering department, I know they're concerned about the sewer connection. I know Mr. Cole always brings it up. But
you always vote to get.
Well, no, I'm just saying. you just bring it up, and I don't know why you didn't bring it up tonight, because the capacity is that they're asking like 9.9 or something like that. It's density. Did they say why? Is it pipeline, pumping stations?
If you look at page two of my report, it's almost a whole page. Page two of the report, almost the whole page is based on engineering comments.
Well, I saw that.
And it makes reference to.
I saw the lateral.
The density factor was their point, is that it should not exceed 4 EDUs, and it's at 9.96.
Right, because of the GR. Mr. Cole, am I talking?
Excuse me, I'm trying to understand. Mr. Lankus, he's speaking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones.
I know you like to point.
And so it says the last 6-inch lateral. Right, and then
it makes reference that each lot is served by 1 6-inch ladder, which is typical for one single family unit. And then it makes reference to the requires no more than 2 units be connected to each lateral.
Right.
So that would still work, being a 6-inch ladder.
Right.
That conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area Undertaking Amendment may be required or will be required.
Right.
Downstream sewer line and pump station deficiencies were their point. They've stressed that. In some parts of the district that are being served, that would serve the parcel. And then others are undertaking upgrades, which made reference to what was stated by David earlier in reference to Capano's project out, the old Ames project. And then the schedule of completion for upgrades is not known when that'll happen, if it would be a benefit to this project, if it was delayed or whatever. And that they will not approve issuance of a building permit for the project until those or any additional upgrades are completed. And that the concept plan requires standard, pretty standard.
Okay.
Any other questions? I would suggest then, Mr. Griffin, that we close the public hearing and wait for planning and zoning to make a recommendation to us. They have 45 days from the day of their public hearing. We will put it back on under old business. The councilman who represent that district, which I guess is Mr. Cole, or is it Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Cole,
and he'll put it back on under old additional business, and you did not have to be here. It'll be voted on. Mr. Cole has 45 days to put it on. If he doesn't, then the president of the council can put it on at any given time. Do you have a question?
No, sir. Can I just make sure that those are admitted into the record, those exhibits?
Yes, they will be, Mr. Lang.
Yes, they will.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, did I cover everything?
I believe so.
I need a motion to defer action.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, and Mr. Jones, to defer action on CU 1722. Any questions on the motion? If not, then Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you. Next application, CU 1673, William Kevin Clark.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.14 acres, more or less, lying south of Jefferson Road, also known as Route 38, approximately 2,100 feet west of Route 30. For the benefit of council, I will pass down copies of the site plan for this application. I would also like to pass down a copy of two letters I referenced in my report. And also a copy of, if you don't mind, a letter we just received from Melissa Clark, the applicant's wife. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 21st of 2006. And we had received comments from Marion Bennett in support and William and Diana Ashley in opposition. And those are copies of the letters I passed down to you. It was also reported that from DelDOT that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the level of service A that exists will not change as a result of this application. The application was represented by William Kevin Clark and Harry Murphy of Charles Murphy and Associates, who gave presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the commission on December 21st did defer action and has not yet made a recommendation. The additional letter that was introduced is a letter of support from Melissa Clark, and it will be made a part of the record. And I did pass copies down to you, so unless you feel it's necessary to read it, I won't. That's all I have, unless you have questions. I've received no additional comments from any agency or individual since.
Any questions of Mr. Lang? Or the applicants present? Mr. Clark.
Mr. Murphy.
Good evening. My name is Harry Murphy. I'm from Charles Murphy Associates. This site lies in Sussex County on the south side of Jefferson Road, County Road 38. It's 4 miles north of Milton. Mr. Clark has lived on this lot for about 7 years and was born and raised next door. His neighbor on one side is his mother, his neighbor on the other side is his aunt, and his grandmother owns the land behind him. Kevin is a builder by trade, but desires to create a home business for himself. Kevin lives there with his wife and 4 kids, 2 of which are homeschooled. As Kevin puts it, they like being home. If this conditional use is approved, Kevin plans to add approximately 15 more feet of stone and build a 12 by 16 shed for an office. There is an existing outbuilding on the site where Kevin can perform general service work on the cars. If this conditional use is approved, Kevin will construct a small sign to advertise his business. Kevin is willing to limit his business operations to no more than 10 vehicles on display at one time and desires his hours of operation to be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday through Friday, closed on Saturdays to attend church with his family. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. Any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer.
Could you address this letter? I guess now's the time to do it.
Okay.
Have you seen the letter from William and Diana Ashley?
Yes, I have.
Can you enlighten me on that? You're talking about, specific about displayed junk cars in front of his home, and scrap metal, and collecting a large pile near the building. Unlicensed vehicles and so forth. Is that
Mr. Clark is here? Maybe he can address those issues. I will tell you that there apparently are some sour grapes between.
All right, I'm not trying to get in a family feud or neighborhood feud, but I mean,
There were pictures that are presented during the.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I was going to, because they don't have any explanation, and I wasn't present at the public hearing. I was going to ask you explain the pictures.
Okay. The pictures show.
If you could take these and explain to them. There's a couple of duplications there, but they are pictures. Different from the one you have in the letter.
This is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. One time Mr. Clark had some pictures out there. These are pictures of what he has.
Are they there now?
Oh, excuse me. Can I help?
You need to state your name and tell us who you are.
I'm William Clark, and I'm the one proposing this car lot on my property.
He is the one who took the pictures and can probably explain them.
Yeah, the pictures don't have any explanation. There's some duplication, but it would help if you explain what the pictures are so we can pass them down.
Okay. How would you all prefer I do this?
Hand it to me.
Just start, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, this here is just a picture of what things look like out there when the cars were displayed. It's not junk, you know. I'd like to explain one thing about me and my sister. I don't understand. She just...
Is she your sister?
Yeah.
Diane?
Yes. Heather,
okay.
She's my sister.
Okay. All right. You've said enough. That's all I need to know.
There's a letter that kind of explains it from the grandmother.
Okay.
It's really self-explanatory real quick. I mean, my grandmother was really upset. My grandmother was so upset about the letter that Bill and Diana wrote that she was in the hospital the night she read it with just stress and anxiety. So I haven't bothered her anymore. I wanted her to come, but I haven't bothered her anymore to come and speak on my behalf. I took a few pictures from across the road where the development is across from me that shows that the few cars, like the 10 cars out front, are hardly even noticeable. This is between myself and my aunt, where there's wood between us.
Is this where you live?
I live, that's my aunt's house.
Okay.
I live where the car is, right behind where the car is.
Oh, you live back here then?
Yes.
Okay.
Brown roof.
How are you going?
It's a cedar house.
How are you going to sell these cars? How are you going to advertise them if they're concealed?
They won't be concealed. They just, I want to display 10.
Okay.
On the roof. And according to DMV, I have to have a sign out there.
Okay.
Okay, and that will be one way. And I would advertise in papers, and I can legally do that. This is just a picture of my driveway. It's a nice wide driveway. And for a little while when I had the cars out there, when I was kind of experimenting with this whole thing, the most people I ever had stop in a day was 10 people. It's not a traffic problem. This is another similar pictures between myself and my aunt. And then this one is a couple of pictures between myself and my mother, where there's woods on both sides of me. Nobody would actually even see the cars as far as being a nuisance, which they have said they're not a nuisance. They don't.
But you want to put 10 out front?
Yes.
You got 10 out there now.
Well, I don't. I put them out there and took pictures of them.
Oh, okay.
They're not out there now.
Okay.
I wish they were. This is a picture from behind that shows there's a... I'll call it a hill on the other side of the road that's as tall as the cars that, you know, blocks
the mound.
Yeah.
The landscaping
for
problem, yes.
Septic systems,
yeah.
It looks like.
Well, no, it's just the whole
just
way down.
Just a hill, okay.
And this is another of the same. And this is a complete. Here's a picture of 10 cars out front, but it would also have a fence going down the side by my aunt's, going back, I think it's 40 feet, and then all the way across to where the little office would be, which would be like a mini duplicate of my house. And it would actually be neat looking, I think. It would be country looking. My house is all cedar shakes, and the little building would be the same. It would all be cedar and white, and the fence would be white vinyl fence, and everything would... everything would match. It would be, I think it would be still in the country look, and still be appealing. This is the only one. I'm trying not to be negative about any of this, but the one thing I did take a picture of, my sister has this sign in her front yard, "Love Thy Neighbor," but it's a big sign in the yard, "Love Thy Neighbor."
Maybe she just don't practice what she preaches.
She hates her brother for no reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't say love thy brother, it's love thy
All right. So you're aware, do you have any unlicensed vehicles on your property?
Any unlicensed vehicles?
Other than the ones that are for sale?
I think one is in the garage.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're aware that the county will allow you to have two unlicensed vehicles on your property. I mean, so you're not starting a junkyard.
Right. Oh, I don't have any junk cars there.
Okay.
Diana and Bill, actually, one of the things they put in their letter is that I had a junk Mustang up there. I purchased that car from my father-in-law who lives in Mississippi, whose classic Mustang was in the flood down there, and certain parts of it were destroyed that would cost $5,000 to just replace certain mechanical parts like in the doors and things like that.
Okay.
And I purchased this car for him for $1,000,
okay,
and he came and got it about a week after I bought it. It's kind of nonsense.
These pictures right here?
That's from Bill and Diana Ashley.
Okay, yeah.
How far is it between your property and their property?
It's my house, then my mother lives beside me, and then they live next to my mother. I mean, they can't even see my property without walking behind it or in front of it.
So your mother's property's in between. How wide is your mother's property?
We don't have a survey of it, I'm sorry.
I saw it on one of the papers I looked at. It's probably about the same as mine, about the same width as mine.
150 feet then.
Okay.
And then there's a woods between my mother and myself, so there's all kinds of barriers between us. And I'm not going to bother her, and I'm not going to
head back to you.
Was this application brought about by citation?
He was not cited. As soon as he was told, he came in and applied.
Okay.
So we did not give him a citation.
No, see, how this all started was I had injuries and I needed an operation and I was self-employed. I had no income when I couldn't work. And I said, I need to make a few bucks. So I stuck a few cars out there, and after I had my operation, it's actually the day after I had my operation, I got a letter that I needed to move the cars back. Not that I couldn't sell anymore at all, but that I needed to move the cars back. So I was out there, honestly, I was out there on my hands and knees the day after my operation, and my wife was helping me. I was cutting brush, she was pulling it, and I moved the cars back. And so, I did comply with that. And then, I knew my sister kept complaining. I know to Dick Lawson, who's the head of DMV in Dover, and he told me, he says, Kevin, he says, I have no problem with your cars. I saw them when you had them out there at Christmas with bows on them. I've never seen any junk. He says, but do me a favor, because I have to do something. Just move the cars behind your house until you get all this planning and zoning stuff taken care of. And it's just been a really long, drawn-out process, just waiting. It took a while to wait for Mr. Murphy to get out. It took quite some time because they're so backed up with all the developing. And then I've waited, thanks. Altogether, since I've kind of started this thing, it's been about 3 years since I first started touring with this thing. It's been
Not be 3 years getting a decision for you.
My goal is to be home with my family. I've worked hard ever since I was a kid. I grew up on this farm. I worked on this farm. I walked up and down the field for $1 a week pulling weeds. I don't want to have to leave it to try to start a business somewhere else. And when I was young, I was in an accident. I broke both my legs, my knee, my neck, and arthritis and stuff like that is going to make me not be able to do my building
right
like I used to do and still be able to enjoy my children as they're growing up. And this would allow me, I would have to work. Nothing comes easy. But I don't have to climb on roofs carrying shingles.
Okay. Well, we will try to get you a decision here shortly. Let's continue on, see if there's anything else that you or Mr. Murphy have to present.
We are done. We're done presenting.
Okay.
If you have any questions, we'll be happy to try to answer them for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn it back to Mr. Griffin.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard concerning this application?
Mr. Clark.
Let the record show that there's no one else here who asked to be heard concerning this application. So we will close the public hearing.
Planning zoning, I don't think, has rendered a decision.
No,
it's not. Again, same as the last one, that we've not had a recommendation for planning zoning.
I'll make a motion we defer on conditional use number 1673, that of William Kevin Clark.
Second.
I have a motion from Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips, to defer on CU 1673, William Kevin Clark. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Next application.